Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing
This
well,
is
and
Brandy.
yourself?
Bye, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll be starting momentarily. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoach. Anna Bakoach.
Gadula
Menechan. Talumot Shinvav Adyutah. And as we are starting to do, we're saying the verse from Samuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10, that connects us to the next coming year of 5774. Helps us change so that we can manifest the energy of peace in our generation, peace in the year of 5774. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. We are reading from the Zohar, from section 2, or actually the parasha of Shoftim, which translates as Judges, from section 2, verse 2. This section 2 is the four deaths of Samael. Vayihino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei. Pikuda batarda diron v'sa'i raif ladum b'chan ka'anach ladum b'din sikila ladum b'din sharafa ladum b'sif d'man l'samael ha'hidiktiv ki rucha v'shi ha'shamim Kham gvi kina al adom tarad. The following precept is to punish the sword by strangulation, by stoning, and by fire. Whom do you punish by the sword? He responds, Samael. As it is written, for my sword sated in heaven, behold, it shall come down upon Edom, meaning over Samael, who is the minister of Edom. The verse is talking about the four aspects of death, the four methods of death. But it's referring to the death of Samael, which will take place at the end of days. It will take place with the arrival of the Mashiach. And it will be done in a metaphorical sense, in that angels do not die. They get cleansed through the river of fire, referred to as the river Dinur. But this process of the four deaths, starting with the sword, is metaphorical things that we need to understand, and obviously it's too long to go into it this time as we have a class to teach. But if anybody has any questions, please let me know.
Would you just name them? Would you just name them again? Would you name them again?
The four deaths are the death by a sword, which in our generation is a death through a bullet. The death by a hanging, which in our generation is death by breathing diseases like emphysema and COPD. death by fire is the last one, and or death by fire, which is direct. Sometimes people are caught in fire, and that's how they die. Sometimes people are you know, the explosions from various tanks, which people die in, having been burned to death, and death by stoning, which is the building coming down around you, God forbid, in an earthquake or some other form. Of course, there are a number of different aspects of this. So, those are the four. The death by sword, the death by hanging, the death by of fire, and the death by stoning. And I'm trying to speak softly so that the grandson didn't wake up, but it's time for him to get up, and we'll see. Let me go close the door so that the noise lessens. My daughter will get up and deal with it. Please hold on a second. Returned. The class today can be found on the Revealed Wisdom page on the ninth row. The Sefer Yetzirah classes. If you click on that link, it takes you to a page that you then need to scroll down to class number 10. And there are two handouts in class number 10. We're going to start with the first one. And this is talking about the eighth Mishnah and the Ramah, which most versions have it as the ninth Mishnah. The Mishnah is Esther Sefirot Blima, Echat Ruach Elohim Chaim, Chai Olamim, Nachon Kesiyo, Meoz Baruch, Umay Baruch, Shemo, Tamid, Leolam Vayed, Kol Ruach, and Dibur, Zuruach HaKadosh, Leroshito, En Chachar, Letachilito, En Katzba. The translation has to be, we need some information before we can really understand the translation. There are seven verses from here until the end of chapter 1. The 10 Sefirot are being described, yet not in the typical manner of Sefirot. The letters are discussed as well. It is almost as if it is a duplicate or alternative discussion of the 10 Sefirot that we've already gone through. My teacher teaches that from this Mishnah to the end of chapter 1, it is talking specifically about the 10 Sefirot and should be thought of as a chapter 1a, as it is different than the earlier Mishnayot. It is connected in that it starts out Esther Sefirot Lima, just like the others do. But it is still different, as we will come to understand. The academics typically think of the teachings of the Ten Sefirot as having come later in the Kabbalah development, typically after the 13 to the 1400s of the Common Era. Yet this is the earliest written version description of the Ten Sefirot, called the Sefer Yetzirah. So how do we understand that dichotomy? Are the academics wrong in their understanding of the development of the Sefirot? I'll leave that for you to question and resolve for yourself. My goal in teaching the Sefer Yetzirah, as I've said before, is to provide you the tools so that you can go experience the creation in ways that you could not do any other way, because the tools, other tools, don't get you there. That's the purpose of the Sefer Yetzirah. That's the reason Abraham wrote the Sefer Yetzirah. Whether the academics agree with that concept or not, whoever wrote the Sefer Yetzirah concealed within it techniques and tools that allow you to experience the Creator on your individual level, the level that you desire. How close do you want to be to the Creator will define the experiences you receive. The typical translation, the ten sephirot of nothingness, as we've discussed repeatedly, limur, this word that has, what does the mean? Bli, without, ma, what, without what? Gets translated as nothingness. Is that really a valid translation? That's up to you. What is the breath of the living God? Blessed and benedict is the name of the life of worlds. The voice of breath and speech. And this is the holy breath. This translation, which I got from one of the sources, are missing phrases in this translation. The more complete translation, the ten sephirot, without what? The spirit of the living Elohim, life of a world, correct is his throne for wind or song. Blessed with blessing is his eternal name forever and ever. Now that's one translation. The voice, wind, word, which is another translation. Voice, spirit, and speech is an even additional translation. This is the Holy Spirit. To its head can be no investigation. To its end, there is no limitation. Before beginning this class, it is necessary for every student to erase as best as possible the memory of the Tree of Life glyphs they have seen and think that they understand. I want you to close your eyes and tear out from your memory, as best as possible, the picture of the glyph. That glyph, that Tree of Life glyph, of the 10 sephirot and the 22 lines that connect them. That glyph is just going to cause you to misunderstand the meaning of this Mishnah. Keter cannot be understood. Keter cannot be intuited. Keter cannot be experienced. Now think of our astrological solar system. In a way you have not thought of it before, think of it as orbits being circles, with the largest circle being outside the orbit of Pluto, and each other circle being one of the planets going inward until reaching the sun, which has no circle, only emptiness. The 10 circles are one outside the Pluto's orbit, which is the Keter. Pluto's orbit, which is Chochmah, Uranus's orbit, which is Bina, the Neptune orbit, which is Dat, Saturn orbit, which is Gedula or Chesed, Jupiter's orbit, which is Gevura, the asteroid belt orbit, is Tiferet. The Mars orbit is next Netzach. The Venus orbit is Hod. The Mercury orbit is Yesod. And finally, the Sun is Malchut. I've mentioned 11 items. Why 11 and not 10? Now think of a machine standing outside of the Keter orbit, throwing planets like a boy standing on the beach throwing, skipping stones across the water. When the planet or the rock drops into the sun, there is no movement, yet the ripples in gravity or the ripples in the water get larger and larger. When the stone falls into the water, there's no movement. The water doesn't change. It doesn't come up in a geyser. At that moment of the rock hitting the water, at that exact moment, there's no change in the water. As the rock falls into the water, sometimes there's a geyser that comes up, but there's these ripples that move out from this zero point, from this non-movement of the water point. If mixing the two metaphors is confusing you, then just think of the boy in the water and the ripples only. Which is the largest circle? Which is the smallest? As the planet or the rock crosses the circles don't exist yet, do they? When you throw the rock and it falls into the water and the ripples start moving back to the shore, as the rock crossed the ripples, the ripples hadn't been created yet, but they were there in potential. Otherwise, they couldn't be revealed. When that does happen, when the rock falls into the water and the water moves back, the ripples move back to the shore. They had to exist in potential beforehand, or they couldn't have been caused to appear after the rock fell into the water. Because things don't happen in the physical world because of physical actions. They happen in the physical world because of spiritual causes. The rock was thrown in the physical world. The circles, the ripples appear, are there in the physical world, because they're there in the spiritual world, meaning potential. So my question to you is, Malchut, inside Keter or outside Keter? Always think of the Sephirot within Keter. This is the structure that is more truly the tree of life for me. Each person will have their own experience, and each experience can be correct. Just be careful that you are not seeing the corrupt system in your experience. If you have questions about this, you need to call me. I'm speaking about when you meditate on this Mishnah. Now let's look at the description of Keter from the Sefer Yetzirah. 1. No one, or unity, but the female form of one, echat, is the Hebrew word for one in the female form. Spirit of the living Elohim. This is a reference to Chachmah. Life of a world or life forever. This is a reference to Bina. Le'olam can be world or universe. Le'olam, the same word, can be eternity, forever. This is one of the most important teachings in Kabbalah, and it is difficult to relate to. Rabbi Ashlag refers to it in the language of branches as the Gimel Rishonot. The three upper Sefirot are all one. They have different names. One is called Keter, one is called Chachmah, one is called Binah. Yet they are always in unity. There is never separation between Keter, Chachmah, and Binah. They're always in Zivug. Okay. Is Keter in Zivug with the other two? The three, the right, the left, and the center, are always in unity in the mind, in the level of outside of our physical world. Our world consists of the seven lower Sephirot. Our world consists of the emotional attributes. Keter, Chachmah, and Bina are referred to as mind. Our right, our left brains, and our skull create our head. They're always in unity. Our unconscious is always connected to our conscious. The fact that our conscious can't remember what our unconscious is saying doesn't mean they're not connected. It just means we don't remember. We must realize that Keter is the source of all, and not yet not within all. It's the source, but it's not within the body. Keter means crown. Keter is outside the body. Is the king any less a king without a crown? Keter communicates to Chachmah, and Keter communicates to Bina, as it represents the restriction or the binding by striking, the balance point between Chachmah and Bina. That's why I said to forget, not just I, but my teachers, the whole concept. Because when we look at the Tree of Life in the mind level, the center point is above the right and left columns, whereas in the body consciousness, the lower consciousness, the center point, the center column, is below. It represents the merging of the two. Right and left merges into the center column. But in the mind, the center column is the cause. It's above. This is why we need to forget the tree, because it creates a separation. The Ramban, or Nachmanides, who was a Kabbalist in the 13th century, in his commentary to the Sefer Yetzirah, he explains that there are three lights. In modern terms, they are Keter, Chachmah, and Bina. Keter represents God's will, which receives light from the light of the Ein Sof. Chachmah receives light from Keter and is our intuitive level. It has no letter or word. That is why the word Keter relates to something outside of the whole. The crown rests on the head. It does not affect anything, but it affects everything. Bina also receives light from Keter and is our logical mind. Bina and Chachma are always in sexual union in Zivug. Keter cannot be understood, and Keter cannot be intuited. Yet Keter can be experienced. Since Keter has no letters or words, it is capable of sending letters to our intuitive and logical mind in a different order than exists there in the moment we are in now. Therefore, we can change lead into gold by changing the letters that one brings down from Keter to Chachma, or Bina, or both. From lead to gold, the letters of Oph, Feret, Ayin, Vav, Pei, Resh, Taf, to gold, Zion, Pei, Bet. Different gematria, different letters, different words. How do I change lead to gold? The historical pattern of the alchemist. The search for the material wealth. Truly the search for control of the physical world. It's by reaching Keter. Where the letters don't exist and yet exist. Where I can transform the letters before they exist so that what exists in the physical world as a language of branches, as a separated item. In the Keter, there's no separation. They're all unified. And when I change the message to Chachma, the physical world becomes changed. As the letters get changed in my consciousness of connected to the Keter, the letters get changed in the physical world. This is how permanent change takes place. This is how the letters change myself. This is actually what we reach when we reach Bina on Yom Kippur. We can change the DNA of the year, the DNA of our physical world, the DNA of our lives. And this is the goal of the preparation for the Tishrei holidays, is on this holiday of Yom Kippur, when we reach Bina, which is in the Gimel Rishonot, always connected to the Keter. When we change the Bina, we change the Keter. When we go in and rearrange the letters, we rearrange the energy of the year. We rearrange and manifest what we want our life to be, our sharing life, our life to help other people. Because the idea of being desire to receive for oneself alone has no place in Bina. Connecting to the Keter is where we're really going. Because Bina and Keter and Chachma are always in unity. I'm not going to tell you more because I do not know more on the intellectual level. It must be experienced. Keter must be experienced. How do you change no letters into letters? By experiencing Keter in your meditations. Now go look at the first three expressions in the Mishnah. Echat is equal to one in the female form, is Keter. Why is it the female form? Why is the word number implied but not said. When you use the word one, you're talking about counting, aren't you? What are you counting? Remember, the word Sephirah comes from the word that means counting, that means number. The next phrase, Ruach Elohim Chaim, the spirit of a living God, also the spirit that God lives. This is Chochmah. Here's a hint. Why is Elohim used? Why is spirit in the singular? You should be able to ask further questions on your own. The next expression, Haye, with a Serach vowel, two dots next to each other. Olami, the living worlds, or worlds of the living. Equals Bina. Bina is the mother. Bina is that which gives birth. You should ask questions that reveal the hints. Because without a question, there is no vessel to hold and reveal the light, which is the purpose of creation. And you are a created being. The Hebrew word nachon is translated as correct, yet that is not quite a proper translation. It can be seen as Noah, Zeronpin, and a fallen one. Its shorish comes from the words that mean to lead or guide, as well as another possible shorish that means to state or express. Does the Gimel Rishonot lead or guide? Remember, Noah has the letters that are the first letters of my name and imply hidden wisdom. Nestar, Chachmah. Nestar means hidden or concealed. Chachmah means wisdom. Some teachings in Kabbalah imply that the throne, which is also expressed in this Mishnah, represents Bina. Meoz, the word that's used in this Mishnah, has the numerical value of 8, which usually is thought of as Bina. The modern philosopher Descartes, 300-400 years ago, says, I think, therefore I am. And all of Western thought agrees with him. Is this true or not? Do you agree with him? Kabbalah says that I exist without thinking. Thinking is unconscious. Therefore, I am using logic. This statement relates to the Keter, Chachmah and Bina. Before I think, is Keter. I think is Chachmah. Therefore, I am is Bina. Now look at the other descriptions of Keter that are written in on this page. How do they relate to your limited understanding and your intuition? Nachon means correct. In the Hebrew language, you will hear in modern Israeli say Nachon all the time. In English, my daughters say the words all the time. You know. It's the same as saying Nachon for an Israeli in modern Hebrew. Nachon, correct, but it's not correct. It is much more than that. The phrase is translated, correct is his throne, Nachon is his kise, from when, or the when we sing, when what is a song, which word or concept is Keter, which is Chachman, which is Bina, in that phrase. Blessed with blessing is his eternal name forever and ever. Which word or concept is the Keter? Which is Chochmah? Which is Binah? Voice, wind, and word. Another translation, the voice of the spirit of speech. Which word or concept is Keter? Which is Chochmah? Which is Binah? This is the Holy Spirit. Which word or concept is Keter? Which is Chachma? Which is Bina? To its head can be no investigation. To its end there is no limitation. Which word or concept is Keter? Which is Chachma? Which is Bina? Or is this referring to the 10 Sephirot within the 10 Sephirot? Is this referring to the 10 Sephirot within Keter? Why do I have to relate to Chochmah and Bina to relate to Keter? How can I understand Keter by understanding Chochmah and Bina? Keter cannot be experienced. Keter cannot be understood. It cannot be intuited. But it can be experienced. Chochmah can be intuited. Bina can be understood. These are the meanings of the words. These are the meanings of the essence. In astrology, every class I try and bring astrology into it. I brought it in earlier as an example, but some people found it confusing. So I'm bringing it again. We have an astrological chart. We have an astrological reader of that chart. And we have a reading itself of that chart. Which is the Keter? Which is the Chochmah? Which is the Bina? Are there any questions? I'm returning to the Sefer Yetzirah page and opening up the handout for class number 10, the second Mishnah that we will discuss today. But we will probably run over time. We only have about 15 minutes left. So I'm letting you know in case you have to go to work. You'll be getting the recording later, and feel free to finish this class in that. We're now discussing the next Mishnah, verse 1-9 in the Ramak and 1-10 in most others. Shetayim ruach meruach hakak lekotzev ba'ezrim v'sitayim. Ochiot Yesod Shalosh, Imot Vishiva, Kipolot, v'shtayim eser peshutot v'chach v'chotsev v'hem arba ruchot mizrach u'mevei. Excuse me. U'me'erev safon v'darom v'ruach v'chol echat b'chem. One translation. Two, air from spirit. He engraved and hewed out from it 22 letters as a foundation. Three others, seven doubles, and 12 simple, and they are one spirit. I translated somewhat differently. We both agree the word two exists as the first word. Spirit from spirit, or winds from winds, or breaths from breaths. Ruach meruach. To engrave and carve or hew in or with her, on it, or it. 22 base or foundation letters, or signs. Three mothers, seven doubles. And 12 unclothed or simple, and engrave or carve, and carve or hew, in or with her, or it. Four winds, breaths or spirits, east or from, shine or glow, and west or evening, north or hidden, and south or renounces. And with all spirit or wind, they are from one. Please make your own translation, because there are many choices within what I've laid out for you. The idea of two is indicating chachmah, which when the Hebrew is broken apart, the word becomes koach ma, or what is a power, or the power of what? Wisdom is the power of what? Wisdom is the power of questions. There is a list of the options below to assist you. Ruach has the following potential meanings in English. It can be a breath, it can be a wind, or it can be a spirit. Akak has the following potential meanings in English. It can mean to engrave, it can mean to carve, and it can mean to enact. Bechotzev has the following potential meanings in English. It can mean to hew, to quarry, to split rock, or to chisel. The leading vav implies connection, but also can imply a change of tense. But has ba, the word ba has the following potential meanings in English. It can mean in her, in it, with her, or with it. Yusod has the following potential meanings in English. It can be a base, a foundation, an active concealment. Otiot has the following potential meanings in English. It can be signs, or it can be letters. Peshutot has the following potential meanings in English. Unclothed, uncovered, revealed, or simple. Bahin has the following potential meanings in English. In them, about them, in it, with it, the thumb, and the big toe. Mizrach has the following potential meanings in English. East, orient, shine, gleam, glow, phosphorescent. Leading mem means from, as in I am from the us, from the U.S., I am from the U.S. Mizrach. Umer Erev has the following potential meanings in English. With the leading vav, you can see above that it could be changing tenses, or it could be a connecting word. The leading mem, see above as well. Erev can be dark, or evening, or late afternoon. Me'erev can be west. Tzafon has the following potential meanings in English. North, hidden, hide, conceal, ambush, and lurk. Darom has the following potential meanings in English. South, it can mean a vow or vows, renounce, and abstain. One final point for possible, four possible directions are mentioned, but only two connecting vowels are used. Remember that my teacher says this is a different subject from the earlier Mishnayot. Therefore, he calls it Chapter 1A. What happened to Eser Sefirot Olima? It's not in this Mishnah. Why did it disappear? Why wasn't it said? It is important to understand letters correctly. We communicate with words. Words are made up of letters and vowels. Vowels differentiate sound. Letters come from sound. Modern physics theory called the string theory says everything is based on the buildup of small strings that vibrate. To my knowledge, they do not define what causes the vibration. Therefore, the theory is not yet complete, nor, in my opinion, would it be accepted as fact yet, although it is consistent with the verses in the Torah. God says, and there is. The superstring theory is about physical matter. This buildup from vibrating strings to atoms to molecules, etc., also applies to consciousness, according to my teacher. But he uses sound, creates the letters, which create words, which are letter sequences, which cause matter to come into being and also to modify matter. Later in the Sefer Yetzirah, it introduces the three concepts of Olam, Shana, and Nefesh, which my teacher explains quickly in this Mishnah, are translated as word, world, meaning space or place or location, and speed, year, which is really time, and Nefesh, soul, which is consciousness. Space, time, and consciousness. Space has three dimensions. Time is a fourth dimension, which has been shown by Einstein's theory to be unified with the other three, and is called today in physics space-time. And consciousness is the other six dimensions, or perhaps even more dimensions. In the tree of life, Cliff, how would you put these three? In my opinion, consciousness is the head, and emotions. Time is Yesod, and Malchut is the three, length, width, and height. Also, modern physics has developed an M-theory, or a membrane theory, which says everything floats on this huge membrane, and the Big Bang was caused by another membrane penetrating and spurting into our empty universe all that is, was, or will ever be. Also, through the connection of the membranes, everything is connected and capable of communicating with everything else. This is what we call consciousness, or thought. But but they have yet to explore this theory completely. This is describing mind over matter. This is the meaning of the ancient word, abracadabra. You remember that from when you were a child in the stories? Abracadabra is an Aramaic word. It translates as, I create what I speak. Want to create a tool to clean the bathrooms? Or a golem to protect yourself from the IRS? The formula is in this book, but only one rabbi, to the knowledge of my teacher, outlined the formula. That rabbi is the Emek HaMelech. The formula is there for all to see, yet it lacks the gas, so to speak, to power it. Yet it will be revealed in this class. Please remember the language of the Ramak is different from the language of the Arizal. Ruach from Ruach. Remember, Keter used one Ruach. In the 10 luminous emanation classes, we will learn that in order to go past the curtain of the higher Sephirot, which is not exactly active like the curtain in Malchut, we must return to the Keter before going lower. In other words, we must go up before we go down, or we must cleanse ourselves before we can receive more from the Creator. Chachma comes from Keter is the meaning of Ruach from Ruach. Carving and engraving. This is a very important concept. This must be understood similar to Rabbi Ashlag's language of branches. You have not heard of this concept, let me know. Carving is taking material away. Engraving, like embossing, is adding material. To make a letter, the letter Aleph as an example in my mind, I visualize a block of light and either conceal the light to form the Aleph or add additional light to reveal the Aleph. Now rotate the block or the Aleph, and what do you see? How do you do that with the shape of the Samach, or the He, or the Kuf, or the Tav? Yesod means foundation. It is what everything stands upon. Three mothers, Aleph, Mem, and Shin. Horizontal lines in the tree of life. Seven doubles. Letters that have two sounds, the vertical lines in the tree of life. These letters create the planets of the solar system. Why? Sounds are quite important in meditation. Bet, fet. Well, actually, it's bet and bet. And bet. Gimel and Jimel. Dalet and Dalet, Chaf and Chaf, Pe and Fe, Reish and Reish. My teacher uses the Reish and the Reish. There's another way, a Reish and Reish. Tav and Tav. Matzav, as the Ashkenazim do. It's Tav with a T and Tav with a TH. Which sound you use depends on if you are doing ascent or descent within the tree of life. Understand this well. Twelve simple letters that have one sound. They are the diagonals. There are 12 simple letters, 12 diagonals. These letters create the signs of the zodiac, as well as the months of the year. Why? Ramat. Commentary speaks of fire, air, water, and earth as the four ruchot. In our physical world, we go from sound, solid to liquid to gas, to a total energy state called plasma. What changes? Movement creates heat, which changes the condition of the matter, of physical matter. As particles approach light speed, they translate to a different dimension, according to my teacher. That's the difference between the spiritual worlds and the physical worlds. The physical laws are different. In our world, according to science, the speed of light is a limitation. We cannot go faster in matter than the speed of light. But as you go faster than the speed of light, you transform yourself, you transition from the physical world to the spiritual world, which cannot go less than the speed of light. This is the teaching from one of my teachers. It's not based on any science. But it is being revealed as there's discussion in science about certain experiences, certain experiments that seem to prove that we can go faster than the speed of light. Following the text of the Ramak, Keter and Chokmah are both referred to as our unconscious mind. As we said last week, the Keter is the essence, and the unconscious is the garment that is worn by the essence. In the language of the Zohar, Keter is called Neshama, the Mishpatim, or Yechida. Chokmah is called Neshama of Neshama, or Chaya. Remember, the language in Kabbalah is an exact science. Do you understand why Keter is called the tip of the Yud, and Chokmah is the Yud in the Tetragrammaton? Atzilut is called the Creator. Atzilut is Chokmah when it is fulfilled. Included in the world of Atzilut are the five sephirotic faces of Partsufim, named Arichanpin, Abba, Ima, Zerantin, and Nok. According to the Arizal, Atzilut cloaks Adam Kadmon from the navel and below. There are great secrets in this paragraph, and in order to manifest something on the order of the Golem, you would need to know this and these levels intimately. Of course, one's ability to manifest any aspect of the idea of mind over matter depends on one's level of consciousness, and that depends on one's relationship to the Creator on the internal level, not the external or the religious level. If you do not understand what is being said here, call me or email me. Above the Hakak and the Chatziva, there is something called a reshima, which translates as an impression. The metaphor to explain the reshima represents an ink pad and the rubber stamp and the paper. The reshima is the ink on the rubber stamp before it stamps the paper. The tagim, or crowns on the letters, represent the reshima. The reshima that is waiting for the stamp to hit the paper. For more information about tagim, you'll have to go into the 10 luminous emanation classes. On meditation, start with the chakak, the mind, and embellish it with the chatziva, the heart. The chakak means to carve, and Chatziva means to engrave. Your emotions, your passion, color your mental picture. Change your picture by changing the colors. The Gemara says, paraphrase, Hashem has no other place to call his home but the Arba Amot of Halacha, the four Amot of Halacha, south, north, east, and west. Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, and Yesod. This is the secret of the Halakha and the flow of Halakha spoken about in earlier classes. The astrological concept. Modern Western astrology uses two circles in their chart. The astrological signs and the houses with the planets imposed upon them, showing their position at the time of birth, or when it is you are looking at a progress or quarry or other types of charts. Jewish astrology, Hebrew astrology, uses the tree of life glyph and an outer circle. The letters on the diagonal lines only change by the birth time, and also a progressed concept as well. The outer circle is fixed for all charts. The chart develops 32 different aspects that relate to the intellectual, the character, the personality, and the physical characteristics. Therefore, a full chart has 128 aspects, 4 times 32. This is quite time-consuming and has never been computerized. I personally have never taken the time to develop a complete chart, as there are better ways to develop your own personal aspects dealing with the higher three levels. This better tool is called binding by striking, and while it does not work for you doing it for other people, it does work for you doing it for yourself. Meditation skills and practice. How does one use emotions as a meditation? Start visualizing a block of light. Carve or engrave the light to form a letter or a word. Now bring up an emotion: love, hate, lust. Make that emotion stronger. What is happening to the light, to the letter? Repeat. Direct the color of the letter or the light. Yes, it can be a dark color. The light of Hashem is both the light and the dark. Sense yourself in the letter. Reach out to touch the letter. Become the letter. Know what is the essence of the letter. Other words are not important. Experience it. Try it. Do it. Are there any questions? Tonight starts the month of Elul. It's Rosh Chodesh as of sundown tonight. There are a lot of rituals that are going to start to change after Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow night, we are going to be having our Rosh Chodesh connection at 8:30 p.m. It replaces the advanced reincarnation class for the week. Today at 5:30, we will have a class on Sadaka and Truma. At 8:30, we continue our classes on the Esser Sefirot, starting with the Hakdama from Rabbi Ashlag. Thursday, we have a class in Zohar, or perhaps it will continue what we didn't have time to do this past Sunday, complete the class as part of our preparation for the Tishrei holidays. Saturday night at 10 p.m., your first opportunity of connecting to a new new spiritual week, a new week, doing your first spiritual action of reading the Zohar. That's the class on Saturday night. 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning is your opportunity to continue the preparation for the Tishrei holidays. And I have the announcement that next Monday morning's Sefer Yetzirah class will not be held. And this is because next Sunday after the class, I will be moving. I will be moving, and I won't be settled in my new location in Carson City, Nevada, until Tuesday afternoon. I'm not sure where I will be going for Sunday night, Monday morning, to a hotel in the Sacramento area. And I'm not certain I'd be able to give you the class on Monday morning for the Sefer Yetzirah, so I'm canceling it for next week. But we will pick it up in 2 weeks. Does anybody have any questions? Have a beautiful week. I hope to hear from you this week.
Thank you.
Rosh Chodesh. It's a very powerful month, a very powerful year that we're leading into. I hope you prepare properly. Shalom, you all.
Okay, shalom. Bye-bye.